Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Petewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Standing Up for the Truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed. Yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even saw many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oath and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, the man who is famous for baptizing our blessed Lord. However, there is more to the person of John the Baptist. John was first of all a prophet in the classic sense of someone who speaks God's message to God's people. John the Baptist was also a martyr in the true sense of the word. John faced persecution not because he was asked to deny Christ and he refused. John is the martyr of truth, the truth in this case being Herod's immorality. In the life of John the Baptist, we see how we can all be true witnesses to the life of Christ and how we can be all true witnesses to the gospel values. We can also be true witnesses to the truth. There are places where people are martyred for their faith in Christ. There are also many people who are suffering very subtle martyrdom for standing up on gospel values, for speaking the truth. Standing for the truth has caused many loss of employment. Speaking the truth has caused some to lose out on promotions. Some are ostracized by family members and friends. This is the subtle form of persecution, and it goes on from the days of John the Baptist to our day, and many people are feeling its effect in many ways and many places. Despite the subtle martyrdom happening around us, every day we can be, or we are rather, challenged to stand up for the truth, to stand up for justice, to stand up for fairness, honesty, and to support this truth like Christ himself did. We are told that Herod enjoyed listening to John the Baptist, and John would have easily told Herod whatever Herod wanted to hear. But instead, John, being the person of integrity, decided to speak the truth. Brothers and sisters, this is the integrity we are all called to have, to be like John the Baptist when we are faced with challenges, when the truth is about to cause our life to be at stake. We are challenged to stand up for the truth. And this truth oftentimes will lead to martyrdom, like it did in the case of John the Baptist. And sometimes it leads to some very kind of subtle martyrdom that we might suffer in our day and age.